something, girl. Are you happy in this world? We talked about the concept of plot and characters, and if you saw the movie A Star Is Born, that's a good example of what I'm going to say to you. Every story is a series of events. A series of events is called a plot. Events lead to new feelings in the characters. The new feelings lead to changes. This means the characters are dynamic. They don't stay the same. So basically all that to say, characters change as the plot develops in a story. The easiest way to remember that is you were once 3 years old. You are now 11, 12, or 13 years old. You're not the same person you were at age three because the plot of your life has developed. The next thing we talked about was text structures. Text structures are how the author organizes passages, and there are five types. One is chronology. Does he talk about the events in the order they occurred? That's chronology. The second is comparison. Does he tell how two different events or topics are the same? That's comparison. The next is cause and effect. Cause and effect is when the author explains how one event leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. The next is called problem and solution. That's when the author presents a problem and then shows how they fix the problem. The last one is called proposition and support. That's when he makes a claim and then defends that claim, which we've done a lot of that lately. So those are the five types of text structures. It will be very important to know those on TCAP. Mm-hmm.